Marine Le Pen has said she wants to cut the number of refugees allowed into France if she's elected. Echoes of President Trump there. But here's a couple of facts that might surprise you. Cuts to refugee numbers here in the U.S. don't just affect Muslims. In fact, over the past 10 years, one in four refugees coming to the U.S. has been a Christian from Myanmar. Most of them are Baptists. The World's Patrick Nguyen reports from Thailand.
Sunday morning at a refugee camp in Thailand, right on the Myanmar border. I'm just outside a Baptist church made of metal sheeting and logs. Just over the hill is a rough patch of Myanmar, jungles where government troops have long tormented a mostly Christian ethnic group. They're called the Karen, and on a bad day, over in Karen territory, it sounds like this. Fighting between the army and Karen rebels. It forced people in this church to flee over the border. It's not Syria bad over there, but it's bad, with landmines everywhere. Some worshipers here are missing legs. Halfway into the service, the pastor is nice enough to let me address his congregation of about 300.
Anyone who has family in America, can you raise your hand?
About 20% have a hand in the air. One of them is Kwe Kase. He's around 30, with scruffy hair and flip-flops. After church, we take a walk. We pass bamboo shacks and some grunting pigs. Kwe Kase tells me about life in the camp.
People who live in the camp is got nothing. Nothing, really nothing. They got nothing.
But America looms large in their imagination. For years, there's been a pipeline from here to the U.S., supported by Democrats and Republicans. We pass a wooden outhouse decked out with the stars and stripes, a toilet built with American taxpayer money.
And then every time when we go to the toilet, we can see the America, how do you call that?
Flag.
Yeah, flag.
There's not much to do around here, so they watch bootleg copies of Hollywood movies.
Action movie, Tom Cruise and Johnny Depp. Jack Sparrow, yeah.
But there's one movie they're obsessed with, Rambo 4. Where Rambo joins Karen Christian rebels to slaughter Myanmar troops.
When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing.
Kwe Kase says people here like the idea of an invincible American savior.
Rambo, only one man can fight a big military. That's why we like Rambo. We want to be like a Rambo.
But these days, America seems less heroic.
We're taking in people. We have no idea who they are. They have no identification. They have no papers. They're creating papers. They're making up papers.
The U.S. president, he makes it sound easy to fake papers and sneak over to America. To guys like Kwe Kase, that is absurd. Paperwork is the only reason he's here and his little brother is in the States. 12 years ago, the U.N. went hut to hut, doing an official head count. His brother was home at the time, so he made the list. He got paperwork. But Kwe Kase, he was away, doing odd jobs, scrounging up cash for the family. He didn't get papers, dooming him to a life in the camps.
We missed our big chance.
As for the little brother...
Here I am. This is my dreamland.
That dreamland, upstate New York. Kacher is 26, been in New York for 3 years. Weather wasn't the only adjustment. He also realized that while Karen people feel a spiritual bond with Americans, Americans generally have no idea who they are.
Chinese, that's what they always say. I thought you were Chinese. No, I'm not Chinese, I'm Karen. Korean, again, they said.
Gaucher is a pseudonym. When we talked on Skype, he asked me to keep his real name private. He's already figured out that in his dreamland, lots of people talk about refugees in a menacing way. Gaucher has run into people like this while working at Walmart. One customer, she just went off on him, telling him to crawl back home.
She used very American slang, like, crawl back under the rock where you came out.
Gaucher says that sometimes this anti-refugee vibe makes him want to stay indoors, just to avoid confrontation. He couldn't really speak his mind at Walmart that day, but he does have a message for the lady he met there. And anyone else who thinks he should go back to the war-torn jungle.
You, maybe your grandparents or great-great-great-grandparents, you know, my came from somewhere, so you go back first.
For the World, Patrick Nguyen, Dak Province, Thailand.
Where else are refugees in the U.S. coming from? Find out at PRI.org.